childcare for over 1 million families.
Number 1,200,000.
We took more than 700,000 homeless off the streets and gave them shelter. But none of the numbers really matter. What matters to United Way are the people behind them.
My name is Mary.
The independence we foster, the communities we unite.
Jim.
Those results go beyond the numbers. And for United Way, that's what matters. For more information, call your local United Way or log on to unitedway.org.
News Talk 590, KTIE. San Bernardino's home of Fox News.
The following program is sponsored by Property Solutions.
Welcome to the James Keenly Show, the show committed to your personal growth, living a life you love and living it powerfully. From relationships to work issues to your kids and recovery, whatever it is, we want to talk about it. And now, here's your personal life coach, James Keenly.
Hey everybody, welcome to the James Keenly Show. We're glad to be here. We're having too much fun. I'm here with my co-host, the lovely Shelley Somerset, and our producer, wonderful producer, Stacy. Hello,
Stacey.
Ladies.
Hello.
How you doing? Hi, James.
Hello, Shelley. How are you? Hello, Stacy. Hey, can anybody hear anybody in the headsets?
No.
Hey, that's fantastic. This is great. 10
good,
for 10 shows. Congratulations.
Good.
All right, John Paul.
This is outside though. Can
it's
you
so beautiful. I was
beautiful.
Looking at the
yeah.
sunset.
Is?
I know.
Yeah, that is
John
gorgeous.
Paul, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Again, this is the radio show committed to going on the air so that we can train the board ops here at KTIE.
No, John Paul's a veteran. He left.
He
and then
is.
He came
He's
back
great.
To
we
save
John
the day.
Paul. So we've got a lot to cover today.
Yes.
And we're hoping that you can hear us out there, and we're sure you can. So what are we going to cover today? We are going to cover
happiness
it
and how to maintain it.
Happiness and how to maintain it.
Happiness and how to maintain it.
You know, that just never... And also, how healthy are you? We're going to talk about your health and how healthy you are, right,
Shelly?
Which
maintains your health, happiness, right?
Which
health,
is
good health.
Big part of your big part of your happiness is your health.
As I feel my huge fat roll.
I know. Last week, Shelly told us that her doctor gave her some bad news, and she's going to start taking care of her health a little bit better.
Yes.
And we also are going to cover some power questions. 50 power questions. They're really good questions. Stacy brought those in and reminded us about them. To living a life you love. And the last part of our show, we are going to cover something that's near and dear to all of our hearts. Why?
Size matters?
Why does size matter? That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that was last week.
And size does matter. It was the consensus, right?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Yes. The answer is yes, size does matter.
We're going to cover why guys are attracted to the bad girl and why girls are attracted to the bad boys.
Yes.
And at what point do you grow up?
John Paul, are you a bad boy?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Good boy. That's good.
Shoot.
It's always the quiet. It's always the quiet ones. I know. I know. Young, good-looking John Paul.
He can't. He works here. He could get fired if he, you know, says the truth.
The young, good-looking kids.
We'll get the truth
the
after
bulls.
The show.
Yeah.
Are you a bad boy, James?
I think you were a bad boy.
You know, I've always been kind of a good boy by day, kind of a bad boy by night.
Kind of like Batman or Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. That's me, a superhero. That's it.
If you wore a cape, though, I'd be a little worried about your sexuality.
No cape. I occasionally will wear a sling strap back heel. But no.
Is that where those shoes went?
I've been found out.
I wanted to borrow those, too.
I know.
Remember, I was talking to my good friend and sponsor one time, and I called. I had a difficulty with a relationship, and they said, I said, what do I do with this? You know, I'm having problems with this girl that I'm dating. And he said, well, I suggest you either go gay or you just kill her. And he's very well-known sponsor. He's trying to be funny. In other words, his advice was to get me just to lighten up, right? Just lighten. Don't take things. You know, you're so stuck in your drama in those early days of sobriety.
Right.
And he says, just relax, you know? So I called him the next day and I said, okay, I've listened to you. I've taken your advice. I'm in jail and I'm dating a very nice man now. I just have one question. Do I go with a bikini or a thong?
Yeah.
Anyway, not as funny as I thought it was going to be. So what are we talking about?
How do you maintain happiness?
What is the
James,
number one thing to...
Our life coach.
One of the things that they talk about in happiness is, you know, it is not... Marriage will not make you happy. Money will not make you happy after a certain level, right?
Wait, back up.
I think money helps.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Money makes your life happier.
No,
maybe
it doesn't.
Maybe not the complete happiness.
No.
But.
Yeah. Well, I understand. After, but after a certain point... of having
certain needs. When you have everything that you want.
When you have when you have certain needs met, your physiological, you know, your home, health, children, pay. But after a certain point, the very, very, very wealthy aren't necessarily any happier than those who are making a medium living.
Right.
So it doesn't make it happy. That's not what makes the happiness. Can you be happy? Can you buy more things? Absolutely. But they're not. I would say, I would agree with that. Maybe you, you know, there's a couple people who say, you know, whether you're rich or poor, it's better to be rich. But one of the things that they showed was it was more gratitude. It was the way you lived versus what you had.
I would like to be in their shoes. I would like
to decide for myself.
Yes, much so. I hate being poor so very, very much that I pray to God on a daily basis to expound my boundaries and make and give me some more money, please. I mean, I'm blunt. Good. I say, God, may I please have some more money?
Okay.
I, you know, but I just don't think he gives it to me because he knows I don't know how to deal with it.
Right. Well, you know what? I want to talk. Let me digress just for a second. I had this conversation with a friend this evening driving in, talking about be, do, have. We haven't talked about this since the first show. And I just want to say this very quickly. Our world thinks it's do, have, and be. If you do enough things, you get like a hamster on the hamster wheel. You do this, you do this, you do this. You'll have this. You'll have the wealth. You'll have the property, the prestige, the money, and the power. And then you can be who you want to be, that magnanimous person, that happy person, that grateful person, that person of service. It is never that way. The way to real wealth and to real happiness is to be, do, and have. Who are you being? Be that way at first. Be of service. Be in gratitude. Be productive. Be courageous. Be self-expressed. You know, then I'll have the confidence. When I have all this money, then I'll be confident. Then do things consistent, and then you will have those things. Then they get thrown at you almost. They
eventually.
Really do. Eventually, but they do. But it's never do, have, be. That's counterproductive. It's be that way first. Who are you being? Anyway.
Be, have, do.
Be, do, and then have.
Be, do, have.
Who are you being? Be the way you want to be. Do things consistent, and then have. So many people think, well, if I just do this, I'll have that extra money. Then I will be who I want to be. I'll have that self-esteem. I'll belong to the country clubs. I'll do what I want. Then I can fill that hole. It's never that way. It's start with who you're being.
How do you decide who you're being? Like, who are you being? How do I decide who am I being?
To me, it just comes naturally. I am who I am.
Okay.
Stacey, well, I believe you're the same way.
Well, that's true. The thing is, this is going to be our last show here on KTIE. And so we want to talk about a lot of different things. But one of the things that the biggest problem that people have is they think the past has something to do with the future, right? So who we are being is a product of what happened to us in the past. And the truth is the past has nothing to do with the future. Everything you think is happening is just what's programmed into you. So
I like to think of myself as who I am in spite of what happened.
Well, see, the fact that you even say that, in spite of, you're making the past mean something it doesn't need to mean.
Oh, wow. I didn't think of it that way.
In spite of the past, we make it mean what it doesn't need to mean. I always say it's just what's so, and what's the opposite of what's so?
What's not?
So what?
So what? So what? So here's the thing. If you've just made a filing error, whatever, the little boy rejected you for the prom, or that girl rejected you, or mommy said this, or daddy did that. We take that. We think, okay, all girls are going to reject me, or authority figures are going to be, and we put that into the future, and we live into that thinking that's what our expectations are going to be. I want to just suggest that that is just a filing error. You put it in the future. It doesn't belong there. It's in the past. That's where it happened. You've made it mean what it doesn't need to mean, right? So you've been living into this faulty future. So if everything's in the past and there's nothing in your future, you haven't put all that crap in the wrong place, what now becomes possible? If nothing's there, what's possible?
Everything.
Everything.
Anything.
Anything. Exactly. Everything or anything. So you say, who do you want to be? Now create it. There's nothing there. It's a blank canvas.
Let go of the past, blank. And the past will let go of you.
You know, it's cliche, but it's damn true. It's damn true. Don't make it mean what it doesn't mean. Anyway.
No.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Makes perfect sense.
It does.
So now create, paint your canvas. Who do you want to be? Magnanimous, powerful, self-confident?
Unfortunately, sometimes, James, it takes an awfully long time to be... to let go of that past and to be who you are. At least it does for me.
Why?
I don't know, but I've just now at 40 start to let go of the past enough to where I'm like, well, screw it.
Good. Good.
Was that bad to say?
No, we'll hold on to it as long as the drama serves us. As soon as it doesn't, then we'll let go of it.
But as much as I want to let go of it, James, there's always one little stupid thing that continues to cling on.
Well, see, you know how you break that? You bombard it with thoughts of possibility. Your brain only holds one thought at a time, right? You can either hold resentment or you can hold gratitude. It can't hold the both. And whatever you practice, you get better at. So when you... When you start holding on to those old thoughts, start bombarding them with new thoughts of, I want to be magnanimous, I want to be courageous, I want to be sexy, whatever it is, and it starts replacing that. It's really important. We're
going to
talk more
it.
About that when we come back.
Okay.
All right, we're here at the James Keenly Show with Shelley and Stacy, and we'll be right back after this break.
Do you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Do you have unfiled tax returns? If you do, the IRS is looking for you. This is Jim Demetrio of Demetrio Montano & Associates. Put our team of former IRS professionals to work for you to protect you every step of the way and negotiate a fair resolution to your tax problems that you can understand and live with. Call us today for a free consultation. 800-899-1040. 800-899-1040.
Are your house payments choking you? You can't see a way out? Whether you're fighting foreclosure or just getting behind, Property Solutions can help you today. They buy homes for cash. They're not a real estate company, just people who can help you save your credit and give you the money and solution you need fairly, quickly, and with complete integrity. You'll be glad you call Property Solutions at 310-694-8264. Again, that's 310-694-8264. Property Solutions.
Welcome back to the James Keenly Show. I'm Shelley Somerset. We're here with producer Stacy. Call 877-590-KTIE to join in on the fun and try to figure out how happiness involves maintaining it. James?
Absolutely. Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
Hello, Stacy. Welcome. Hi. Welcome, everybody, to our last show here on KTIE.
Aww.
I know. We're going to be finding a new home very soon, but check with our website regularly.
We are homeless. We're a homeless radio show.
Oh,
please help us. We'll speak for food.
That's right. We've had a great time here. We've enjoyed working with all of the board ops. And
especially John Paul.
Especially
He's
John
our
Paul.
Favorite.
Yeah.
And they've all been great.
Right.
And we are talking about happiness and how to maintain it.
Yes.
And who are you being? We're not going to go back to that. But ladies and gentlemen, focus on your possibilities, not on your past. Damn it. And I mean it.
I know, because there comes a time in life when you say, I am this age and dang it, I can't take any more of this. I got to move on.
You are going to get over that past crap, or we're going to have to beat it out of you. You know?
Oh.
Shelley smiling.
Maybe that should be a subject.
Why are boys attracted to the bad girls?
Oh, we're supposed to wait to the end of the show to talk about that.
Sometimes you just can't wait.
I like the bad boys. It says here, express gratitude.
The number one thing to...
express gratitude.
Improve happiness is express your gratitude.
So just say thank you a lot and make sure to let other people know that you feel grateful that they're in your life.
Well, they did a big study on this. And one of the things is expressing gratitude is very important. They even suggest making a gratitude list every night of three things that you're great